Roxanne and Danny, we are receiving you into membership this morning, aren't we? Yes. So perhaps we could do that to begin with. Could you just guys come here? That would be very useful. So if you'd probably if you stand together over there, that would be good. And there's a microphone for you to use. Now, you won't be able to use the screen up there, so we'll have to use these words here. What are you doing?
She's short.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. I see. That's fine, sweetheart. All right. We'll do it. We'll do it that way. So coming into church membership, we have as a church a practice whereby we have a membership which people are part of. This helps with the sort of the whole working of church life. We have about 200 members, Roxanne and Danny, received into membership at our last church meeting in July, but we formally recognise that on a Sunday morning as well. I'm going to ask you guys some questions, and then I'm going to give you guys questions as well, and I will give you the answers, because they won't appear on the screen. So we'll see how we get on. Roxanne, Danny, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your creator and redeemer, and the sustainer of all things?
I do. This is the God in whom I trust.
You can't see it.
Do I need to take my glasses?
Well, go and get your glasses then. We're not in any rush at all today. We've got all the time in the world. You don't do solos by any chance, do you? We could do a solo. That would be fun.
Right. Ready now.
You're ready now. We'll do it again. Roxanne, Danny, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your creator and redeemer and the sustainer of all things?
I do. This is the God in whom I trust.
Do you believe that God has led you to share in the worship, life, and witness of this local congregation?
I do. And I thank God for the gift of fellowship.
And will you share with us the gifts God has given you that together we may serve God in our local community and in the wider world?
I will. All I have is given by God.
As Christians, we covenant together as a community of the disciples of Jesus Christ. We share the joys and responsibilities of fellowship. We gather for worship and to discern the mind of Christ. Together we seek the kingdom of God through prayer, witness, and service. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, we seek to build one another up in love. Will you share with us in this common life and service, and will you walk together with us before God in ways that are known and yet to be made known?
I will. Thanks be to God.
And then I'm going to ask you guys some questions as well. And your first answer is, we do. Your second answer, we will. And thank God for them. And then I'll tell you what the third one is at the end, because you won't remember three, and you'll do well to remember two. So it's we do, and we will, and we thank God for them. Would you all like to stand? Do you, as members of Gillingham Baptist Church and this wider congregation, welcome Roxanne and Danny into the fellowship?
We do.
And will you support them in Christian service and in the responsibilities of church membership?
We will.
And your final answer is, we will, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you pray for them, and will you encourage them through hospitality, friendship, and prayer?
We will, in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Ah, yeah, I thought you were. Thank you very much. Sit down. Ruth, do you want to pray for these guys? That would be really nice.
Lord, I thank you so much for Danny. I thank you for Roxanne. I thank you for the joy they've already brought into this church, and for the friendship, the care, the wanting to be part of us that means so much to the rest of us. I pray that you will bless them, that you will do them good, that they will be able to contribute their gifts to us, and that we will be able to contribute our gifts to them. Just pray your blessing on both of them, and thank you so much that they're part of this church. Amen.
Stay there. So, Roxanne, Danny, on the name of the Lord and behalf of this congregation, we warmly welcome you into our membership. If you just want to go over to the corner there, we'll sign the members' roll. How are we doing? Okay. So, the other thing we were going to do as a fellowship this morning, as a congregation, we love it when we can welcome little babies into the church family, and we have Jasmine here this morning, and she's awake, she's usually asleep, but she's awake, so she's yawning beautifully there. So I'm gonna have the joy of carrying around the congregation in a few moments. Let me just read to you a few verses from the scriptures. One of the things that we find in Jesus' ministry is that he welcomed all people. He welcomed people from different backgrounds, but one of the groups of people who formed a very important part of his ministry were children. And so we have this passage here in Mark's Gospel. It says, "People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was angry, and he said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.' And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands upon them, and he blessed them." Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. That's an integral part of the gospel, and we're going to express that here this Sunday morning. So, I'm wondering if Iodeji and Simisola, do you want to come here with Jasmine? That would be really nice. And we'll go across here, and then those nice people up there can see us as well. That's it. We'll work together, because you've got a piece of paper. Well, we've got one between us, all right, so we can do it. You tell you what, you go there. That's it. So this little precious girl is Jasmine. She was born a few weeks ago, and she looks absolutely beautiful. And as a church, we value children. We think they are precious to God. We think they are so important. And Jesus expressed that in his life as well. We don't baptize babies, but we do thank God for them. And we pray his blessing upon them. So some questions for you guys. Iodeji Simisola, do you promise to be a loving father and mother to your child? And do you accept the joys... Do you accept the joys and responsibilities of parenthood?
Yes, we do.
And do you promise to remain faithful to Jasmine, whatever the future may bring, to respect her wherever she may go, and to remember always that your child is a gift from God?
With God's help, we do.
And do you promise to bring up Jasmine within the Christian faith, to encourage her to follow the paths of Jesus, and to become for her a worthy example to follow?
Yes, we do.
Now, do you guys want to come here as well? Because that will be really nice. And if you can gather closely round, that will be lovely. Okay, that is super. So I've got some questions for you. Iodeji and Simisola are very fortunate because they have a wider extended family to support them in their parenting roles. And so I'm going to ask this wider family to make two promises this morning. And it's yes, we do. Okay. Do you promise to watch over Jasmine in the coming years and support her with your love, your prayers, and with practical help?
Yes, we do.
And do you promise to support Iodeji and Simisola in their parenting roles?
Yes, we do.
And you guys, your answer this time is very simple. It's we will. So, do you understand? Gathered here as members of this congregation and as representatives of the wider Church of God, do you promise to offer this family your love and support? And being faithful in prayer, will you share your faith with them by word and by example? Let me have this little girl. Oh, hello, sweetie. Oops, hang on. Let's get it right. There we go. Oh, dear. Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm not the real thing, am I? Yeah. I'm not the real thing. But I can be nice. Look at all these nice people. You see? That's better. Don't look at me. Look at them. You see? They're beautiful. They've all come to see you. Yes. Yes. Up there in the balcony as well. Look at this. This is Jasmine. And she's beautiful, isn't she? Yes. You see? There's Jasmine. Oh, yes. There's Jackie. There we go. Now, I usually ask the question, which side of the church are more handsome? Yes. Yes, and you can't tell me that, can you? So there we are. But this is Jasmine. There we go. Yes. Oh, you see, that is lovely.
Nice to meet you, Jasmine.
There we go. There's Rebecca. Yes. I think you're smiling. You are. You're smiling. There's Michael, Louise. Yes, you see. There we go. And here's Christina. Yes. There we are. There you go. Oh. Jasmine, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Amen. God bless. I'm going to kiss you. There we go. She didn't like it. Didn't like that. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Mum's better. Sir, come and do a prayer. Come and do a prayer for us. Thank you.
Church, shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the gift of Jasmine. Thank you because you have a plan and a purpose for our life. Thank you because our birth is not by accident. And thank you because of what you have planned for her. We present your daughter to you this morning. We ask that your blessings will rest upon her. We ask that your grace will be sufficient for her. We ask that as she journeys in life, your favor and your mercy will be so evident upon her life. We pray for her this morning that in all our doing, may she always find grace in your sight. Lord, we pray for your baby Jasmine this morning that sickness and devourers will be far away from you. We receive for you the wisdom of God, the strength of God, the power of God. And we pray for you this morning that lines will continue to fall in pleasant places for you. You will do great exploits for the Lord. You'll be a giant in the vineyard of God. And you do great exploits. We dedicate you unto the Lord and for his service. And we ask that you go forth to be a blessing to your generation. Thank you, glorious Father. In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. Amen.
Thank you. Bless you. Yeah, take a picture, yeah. We're doing fine. We're going okay. Yeah, okay, super. And oh, yes. There is a little card for you as well, okay. Are we still as we were, Fred? We're still not there yet. Right, okay, what we were going to do as part of the service, we were going to have a time where we prayed together. And it's an opportunity now. We're going to do that. If you want to pull chairs together and in twos and threes and pray, if you're not comfortable with that, don't worry. Just sit quietly on your own. But we just encourage people to pray. Prayer is a gift, but prayer is so easy. It's just talking to God, and it's just asking God for anything and lifting God to God anything. It can be things on our hearts, on our minds, for ourselves or for the wider world as well. There are things in the wider world. There's delicate situations over there in Gaza, and goodness knows we need prayer for what's going on there. There are things happening this week about Ukraine, and we can pray into that as well this week. That wouldn't go amiss. There's other things for prayer. There's people in the church family who want prayer. Esther Jatami has asked for prayer. Bev Norwood's not been very well. She's asked for prayer. We're still waiting for a date for Liz to have her appointment, her surgery at King's, so we could pray for that as well. So there may be other people, other situations that you're aware of. Just to update you, I told you last week that Spurgeon's College had closed. The plan for students enrolled with Spurgeon's, which includes Sarah Ray, is that they will probably enroll with Bristol Baptist College, who will have a hub in London. So that's where we are at the moment. But please pray for Sarah and pray as well for the college and what goes on after the life of Spurgeon's College, which is a terrible loss. So can I just suggest that we spend 5 minutes praying together? As I say, pull your chairs into twos and threes, children can do this as well as grown-ups. It can be anybody at all, but just take the opportunity to pray into this, whatever's on your heart and mind, do that. And you can pray for the computer system to work as well. That will be a nice thing to do. Yeah. Okay, I'll call you back together in a few minutes. Thank you. That's great. So what we're going to do, Karen, you've got a suggestion.
I have got a Wi-Fi code if you want to use it on your phones, or you can just use your 4G or your 5G or whatever you've got. And I'm going to tell you the songs that we're going to sing, and then you just need to look up the words. Does that make sense? Because I think we'll have a few songs. We're going to only have two, but then it'll be better than nothing. So do you want the Wi-Fi code, anybody? Or are you happy to do your 4Gs and your 5Gs? All right, good. So this is actually a new song, because we missed out the very beginning one. So this one's called Bless God, and it's by a bloke called Cody Carnes, spelled C-A-R-N-E-S. Bless God, and the first line is, blessed are those who run to him. So if you get your phone out and you type in that, you should, and then ask for lyrics, then you should get the lyrics for that song. It's a really good song. You'll love it. And then the second song we're going to do is My Lighthouse. You've heard that, by Rend Collective. And we know that one. And then we're going to have a communion time after. We'll just sing the songs in the background, so you won't really need, if you want to join in, you can. Okay, that makes sense. So just two songs. So this one's called Bless God, and it's by Cody Carnes. And the first line is, blessed are those who run to him. So if you've got a phone, please just look for the words. If you're able, let's stand and sing. Blessed are those who run to Him, who place their hope and confidence in Jesus. He won't forsake them. Blessed are those who seek His face, who bend their knee and fix their gaze on Jesus. They won't be shaken. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Sing if you love His name. Come on and lift your voice with me. He's worthy of all of our praise. Blessed are those who walk with Him, whose heart and soul is fed through rich with Jesus. They'll see His glory. Blessed are those who die to live, whose joy it is to give it all for Jesus and for Him only. Oh Jesus, all to Your glory. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Sing if you love His name. Come on and lift your voice with me. He's worthy of all of our praise. Come on and bring your offering. Sing if you know His grace. Come on and lift up holy hands. He's worthy of all of our praise. Bless God in the sanctuary. Bless God in the sanctuary. Bless God in the fields of plenty. Bless God in the darkest valley. Every chance I get, I bless Your name. Bless God when my hands are empty. Bless God with the praise that costs me. Bless God when nobody's watching. Every chance I get, I bless Your name. Bless God when the weapon's forming. Bless God when the walls are falling. Bless God when He goes before me. Every chance I get, I bless Your name. Bless God for He holds the victory. Bless God for He's always with me. Bless God for He's always worthy. Every chance I get, I bless Your name. Every chance I get, I bless Your name. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Sing if you love His name. Come on and lift a voice with me. He's worthy of all of our praise. Come on. Come on and bring your offering. Sing if you know His grace. Come on and lift up your holy hands. He's worthy of all of our praise. He's worthy of all of our praise. He's worthy of all our praise. Amen. Right. Are we doing My Lighthouse now? Yes? Okay. I'm wearing you out now. My Lighthouse. My Lighthouse, Rend Collective, first line. In my wrestling and in my doubt, in my failures, you won't walk out. In my wrestling and in my doubt, in my failures, you won't walk out. sing. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea.
Get ready, my lighthouse.
My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Come on, safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. Ha! My great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa! You are the peace in my troubled sea.
My lighthouse, are you ready?
My lighthouse, my lighthouse, yeah, shining through the darkness, I will follow you. Whoa, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
One more time.
My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining through the darkness, I will follow you. Whoa, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Yourself, please praise God. Can give him a clap.
Oh dear.
You
oh.
never know.
Oh. What other songs are we able to have? Have we got any others that we can have? I don't know. What we don't want to go into all the have they all come back or what? Yes? Right. Okay, well, we're going to have an offering now. What can we sing in the offering, Karen? Come now is the time to worship. What do you think? Yes? Come now is the time to worship. We'll have that. Does it come up? Whoa, there you go. Well, there we go. All right, we're going to bring an offering for the work of the Lord. Here, we'll stay seated, we'll sing this song, and then we'll go into the message as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you that you're always there for us every single day. Thank you for the help and the strength you provide for us. Thank you for your company, your presence with us each and every day. Father, we're very grateful. From full and glad hearts, we give back to you. Take and use and bless these gifts. And take and use and bless the givers also, we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. When we were going to have the dedication, well, when we had the plan was we were going to have the dedication, and then we were going to look at a little song, a YouTube song. I'm hoping this works. I'm hoping this works. But if it does, then it is with you guys in mind. Okay, let's have a go, shall we? Right. Can we have the Colin?
I have prayed, and you heard my cry. For this baby, I had faith, and you gave new life. In this moment,
we offer you that song as we're grateful to God. We're grateful to God. We are. Yeah. We've got a Bible reading this morning. Leon, do you want to come and bring our Bible reading for us? It's from Isaiah chapter 55 and the first two verses, and then from verse 6 to the end of the chapter. Thank you.
Good morning, church. So we will be reading from Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 2, then 6 to 13. So, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. And verses 6 to 13. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed for that. A couple of weeks ago, Sharon and I were away. It was Sharon's birthday, so we'd gone over to the Cotswolds and stayed in a little village. I don't know if it's a village or a town called Winchcombe, which is sort of quite near Cheltenham. Very nice place. We had a very nice weekend. On the Sunday, there is no Baptist church in Winchcombe. So we decided we would go along to the local parish church, and we went to their 10:30 service. And there were about 50 of us there. It did us good to go there because we were about the youngest in the congregation. So that makes you feel good. Just out of interest, and I say this with no... There's no other thought in my head about this, but the vicar, we worked out that the vicar was 83, only because of something he said about what he did 60 years ago or whatever it was, and we worked out he was 83. So, but I'm just throwing that out there. That's nothing to worry about. So it was quite a traditional service. Very nice service, absolutely. Mainly hymns. And one of the hymns that we had is a hymn that is a Charles Wesley hymn, one I'm sort of very familiar with, Jesus the Name High Over All. And there is a verse in this particular hymn. In fact, have we got the, does it come up on the screen, Manisha? It would be useful if it did. PowerPoint, yes. There we are. So this is a verse from that hymn, Jesus, the Name High Over All. One of my all-time favourite verses. Oh, that the world might taste and see the riches of his grace. The arms of love that compass me would all mankind embrace, would all mankind embrace. And I love that hymn. I love that verse of that hymn, because it expresses beautifully, to my mind at least, something of God's yearning love for the whole world. God's yearning love for all that he has made. God, as it were, it seems to me, looks at this world that he has made and he longs to enfold the whole world in his embrace. His love flows out of his heart and reaches out to all that he has made. And I think Wesley captures that beautifully there. And that cry, oh, that the world might taste and see. Don't you just feel that sometimes? Don't you just want the world to feel and know the love that is flowing out to us from the heart of God. And it reflects something of the welcome of God, the invitation of God, which is something that is so important to understand. And we capture a flavour of that in that reading from Isaiah 55. Very famous passage. Can we have the next slide, Manisha? Isaiah 55, 1. God says, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. This is the invitation of God. This is God reaching out to the whole of creation and saying, come, all who are thirsty. No preconditions, no ifs, no buts. It's unconditional. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. It is a free offer of love. It's a free invitation from God. And it is so precious and so valuable. Sometimes we get the feeling, sometimes we have the impression that the Old Testament picture of God is much more severe than the New Testament picture of God. Sometimes that's a notion that we have, that the Old Testament picture of God is more severe than the New Testament. But here, at the heart of the Old Testament, is this wonderful picture of God reaching out to all his creation and inviting them, inviting us to come. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. And in many ways, it's very similar to that invitation that we find in the New Testament from Jesus. I think we have that one there, Matthew 11:28, where Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is anybody here weary and heavy laden this morning? Anybody feeling that you're a little bit ploughed down? Anybody feeling a little bit? I am. But anyway, that's Manisha, bless her. Manisha certainly is. Jesus says, come. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's a wonderful invitation. The Old Testament has this picture of God inviting us, reaching out to us in love. And the New Testament has the same picture as well. And as I say, I just picture God in my mind looking at all that he has made, looking at the whole of creation, all the people at the same time, and this love reaches out to all of them. And it doesn't matter whether they are good or not so good, but his love reaches out to all. And his heart so much wants people to turn to him. And even those who are not living in good ways, even those who are not living in right ways, his desire is that they change and come back to him and live in good ways and ways that are fulfilling and fruitful as well. Come. This is the invitation of God, and it's there at the heart of the Christian gospel. Is there another? What's the next one? Yeah, talking about verses of hymns, this is one less well known than the Charles Wesley one. But this is, again, lovely words. For the love of God is broader than the measure of man's mind, and the heart of the eternal is most wonderfully kind. And so often we want to restrict God's love. So often we want to limit God's love. So often we want to reduce it in scope and scale. But the hymn writer here, I think, captures an important principle there in the Old and in the New Testament. For the love of God is broader than the measure of man's mind, and the heart of the eternal is most wonderfully kind. And is there one more, I think? This is a song that we more often sing here in church, the verse of a song, and it's the chorus, Lord, you are waiting, your heart is breaking for all the people who live on the earth. And I love this picture of God's heart breaking. And we find it very much in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. God looks at all that he has made, and so often his heart breaks within him because people have gone astray, they've gone wrong, they've not done the right things. God's heart breaks so often. And that picture, I think, is driving our Christian image of who God is. So for me, what drives my ministry, what really incentivizes my ministry, is this belief that God loves the whole world and reaches out in love to the whole world and wants to draw the whole world to himself. This is what fires me. This is what enthuses me. This is what keeps me going. This is my motivation. And if you were to cut me in half and take out a strand of my DNA, then it would have this idea at its very core, that God loves all that he has made and he reaches out to all that he has made. This is the love that is God. This is the heart of God. This is the God who we serve. In a few moments, we're going to come to communion. And there are two ways of looking at communion. The first way of looking at communion is to see it as a kind of a fence, as a kind of a boundary, as a thing that simply divides those who are in the circle and those who are outside the circle. So often that's how we see communion, that it is a boundary for those who are in the faith, and we keep out those who are not in the faith. And that's a certainly one way of looking at what is happening at communion. But there's another way as well. I like to see communion, and I try and reflect this often in the way that I present communion. I like to see communion as a kind of an extension of the gospel. I like to see it as an extension of the welcome of God. I like to see this offer of the bread and wine as Jesus offering himself to us afresh. I like to see it not simply as the refuge of the righteous. I like to see it as the invitation for the whosoever wills. I like to see it as an expression of the gospel of loving kindness, that God reaches out to us in love. That's what I really like. And that's what I like to reflect on when we share communion together. We can see it as that thing, that fence that defines who we are as the people of God. But we can also see it as an expression of the gospel and a continuation of the gospel and a continuation of the offer of God's love to us. There's a lovely story, I've shared it with people before, an old Scottish minister. And in the kirk in Scotland there, they didn't have communion very often. They only had it on very, very special occasions. And it was the one occasion in the year when they were having communion. And it was a very dour and serious affair. And everybody was very solemn and everyone was very somber. And the minister was at the front in his robes, and the elders were at the front, and they came and they took out the bread and the wine to the congregation in stony silence. And as the minister was sitting there, he happened to glance across and saw this woman who he knew quite well, and she was sobbing. She was sobbing, and he knew her story, and he knew the hurts that had gone on in her life. And when the elders came and they presented the bread and the wine to this lady, she shook her head and waved her hands, and so they moved on. And eventually the elders come back with the bread and the wine, and they place them at the minister's table. But rather than carrying on the service, the minister takes up the bread and he takes up the wine and he walks down into the body of the church and he goes up to this woman. And he kneels in front of this woman. And he says, "Tek it, lass, it's for sinners. Tek it, lass, it's for sinners." What's going on at communion? Is it the refuge of the righteous? Or is it an expression of the gospel? Is it a continuation of God's invitation to us? Come, all you who are thirsty. The way we plan these services, well, sometimes it doesn't work, but anyway. The way we plan these services, I send a theme to whoever's leading the worship, and then on this occasion, Karen chooses the songs. Karen chose a song, and we're going to sing it in a few minutes. It's called The Table. And it's very much, in some ways, it's a Christmassy sort of song, but it's all to do with communion. And there is a wonderful line in it. And if I've got the line correct, it says something like this. Whoops. It says, it doesn't matter what you've done, Jesus eats with everyone. It doesn't matter what you've done, Jesus eats with everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, Jesus welcomes everyone. This is the good news. This is the gospel. Jesus, God loves us. Jesus died for us. He expressed it on the cross. He lies there, he hangs there on the cross, and he dies there for you and for me. And the love in the heart of God just flows from him out to you. So this morning, what I'm going to invite you to do, and this is what we did at Winchcombe 2 weeks ago, is that you are not going to sit there and receive the bread and wine. You're going to come to the front and receive the bread and wine. Or if you're in the balcony, there are two stations, a station over there and a station over in that corner as well. God loves you. Jesus died for you. And what we want to do this morning is we want to express our thanks to him. We want to come to him and say thank you. And so this invitation of the gospel is being extended to you all this morning, whoever you are, whatever you have done. The Apostle Paul tells us, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night on which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. You may not think you are good enough. You may not think you are good enough. You may have never taken communion before because you just don't feel that you are good enough for God. But Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you. That's how much God loves you. Take it, lass. Take it, lad. It's for sinners. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that we have been blessed of you. And thank you so much for the love that flows from your heart. And often we narrow it down, and often we're too limiting and too prescriptive. And sometimes we make your love too narrow by false limits of our own. And we confess that and admit it. Lord, this morning we come to you and we know that we failed you. We know we're not good enough. We know those thoughts that rumble through our minds are not worthy of you. Father, we ask you to forgive us. But Lord, help us to know your grace. Help us to know your mercy. Help us to know the love that comes from you, and help us to receive it into our hearts this morning. So Lord, just touch us now as we come for bread and wine. May you prompt us to come. May you nudge us to come. And may you minister to us as we come for bread and for wine. Touch our lives. Bring healing. Bring wholeness. Touch us and bless us, we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. So what we're going to do, we've got 2-3 songs. See how long it takes. If you are down here, then I suggest on this side, there is a chair, a table over there. which Ayodeji and Tolu are going to serve at. Keith and Simon are going to do this side over here. In the balcony, Brenda and Alan and Richard and Diane. And so the invitation is, come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Take this opportunity to come, receive from God. We're going to stay seated. There's some songs going on. Feel free to sing the songs. If you don't want to come forward, that's absolutely fine. If you change your mind partway through, then come as well. But feel free, come. All you who are thirsty, come and receive bread and wine this morning. Thank you.
All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy, as deep cries out to deep. We sing, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus, come, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus.
Spirit, come. Palace worthy of our King, no many walls to keep Him in, but a mansion worthy of this Son was the stable that said welcome. A journey on a starry night, wisest ones followed the light,
They gathered round the Holy One, who was born to love and lead us home.
Hark the herald.
Hark the herald angels sing. Hear the sound and enter in. There's no that place reserved, just come. Jesus eats with everyone. A child who is the King of Kings, who made a way of grace for sin. A humble Savior gave it all. So we sit in with the Lord.
Hark the herald.
Reserved just now, 'cause Jesus eats with everyone.
Hear the whisper of our hearts.
Hear the whisper of his heart. The goodness of our saving God. It doesn't matter what you've done, Jesus eats with everyone.
We gathered at the table.
We gathered at the table of the Lord. Come one, come all, come as you are. We gathered at the table of the Lord. Just seek him, you will find him. Come as you are.
We're gathered at the table.
We're gathered at the table of the Lord. Come one, come all, come as you are.
We're
gathered at the table of the Lord. To seek and you find him. Come as you are. We gathered at the table of the Lord. Come one, come all, come as you are. We gathered at the table of the Lord. Just seek and you will find him. Come as you are.
Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for feeding us this morning. Thank you for ministering to us your love and your grace. Thank you for renewing and refreshing us. Lord, fill each one of us with your Holy Spirit. Grant us the heart's desire to serve you, to live for you in this coming week. Help us in those things that we're dreading, those things we're not looking forward to. Help us in them all, we ask and pray. Father, touch us and bless us, and renew us, we ask and pray. Fill us with your love, we ask. And may that love flow from us into the world around us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to end by singing a hymn, which I think will come on the screen. And can it be? Now, this is a very old hymn. Some of you who've been coming here a long time will know it well and love it well. Some of you might be mystified by it. I could try and sing it to you, but you don't want me to do that. So can I just suggest you go with the flow and see how it's the next bit that's the tricky bit, the amazing love, la da 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 da. I've no idea how that's supposed to go, but it doesn't matter. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. It's four verses, we're missing one out, but all the verses should be on the screen in the right order. Let's stand and sing together. Please sit down. The words come to mind, the day thou gavest, Lord, has ended. Thank you for coming this morning. It's been so good to have you here. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your infinite patience. Thank you for the musicians. Thank you for the poor tech people in the corner. Give them a round of applause. Next week will be flawless. Next week there'll be no problems whatsoever. and find out. Thank you for coming. If you are new, very well, warm welcome to you all. Please hang around, do stay, do let us know who you are. There is tea and coffee downstairs. Please stay for that. Some of you may have picnics. There will be some picnics, picnic over in the lines for those who've got things there. Somewhere I've got a list. What have I got? Oh, dear. It's not a lot. If anybody wants prayer this morning, prayer ministry isn't happening, but if you let me know, then there's one or two guys who'll be happy to pray with you. If you are interested in baptism, we're looking at a baptismal service on the first Sunday in September. I've got several names at the moment. Please come and have a word with me, and then we can carry that forward. If you want to know more about church membership, come and have a word with me as well. Let me pray. Lord, thank you for these wonderful people. May you bless them as they go from here. Help them in their week. Fill them with your love, joy, and peace. May your love extend to all those who they love and care for. Lord, we offer ourselves to you now. Go with us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. God bless. Have a great week.